This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Live off the record with Chivago Lang is brought to you by CAIS Boarding Schools, Dunkin' Donuts, Nay's Pancake Place, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316. 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 4224796. That's 4224796. So you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. It's cold in the Bahamas. Chilly. Let's say chilly. Okay. Uncomfortably chilly, actually. I have had to layer up to go, actually to be inside mostly. We go outside, it's still a little chilly. The weather is about 21 degrees Celsius in Freeport. What do you think the weather is, the temperature is in Nassau? You think it's very much colder in Freeport than Nassau? Yeah, it's easy to find out these days. Actually, it's 21 degrees Celsius in Freeport and 22 degrees Celsius in Nassau. Both feel like 24 degrees Celsius, according to the weather people. 75 degrees Fahrenheit is what that translates into. And in most cases, that's pretty warm weather. If you live in New York, up north in the United States somewhere, that's some pretty good weather. That's some pretty warm weather, but here at home, well, let me don't say that because there are lots of people who like chilly weather. Lots of people who like to put on that sweater or that coat or whatever, and they're all right with that. I'm not a big fan. I'm not complaining about it, but not a big fan, generally speaking, even though I force myself to bathe in cold water practically every day, shower. Even now in the cold weather, even in the chilly, I will force myself to take a part of my shower I'm talking about just turn the water on, step inside the shower, cold shower. And I've been doing that for years now as a means of disciplining my body and disciplining my mind to be better used to the discomfort when it comes. So anyway, I stay warm, layer up, do what you can. This text says, great show as usual. It's always colder in Freeport on Bimini. Yeah, but that's like 1 degrees, man. And both feel like 24 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the weather people. So it's not that much different. When the weather get cold, the hands don't bed. I'm not one of those babies, bro. I'm going to bathe. Shower, actually. This text is Happy New Year, Mr. Lang. Freeport weather is on a different level than NASA. No, man. I'm telling you. I'm only telling you, if you go and check the weather report for Freeport and NASA, you will see that one is 21 degrees Celsius and one is 22 degrees Celsius. That's not a big difference. And they both say both feel like 24 degrees Celsius. So sometimes we'd be on a different level. Sometimes that is true. But apparently not right now. Somebody say, yeah, so they catch a cowboy. I don't take no cowboy. I listen to me. I literally take that cold, let that cold drop on me. And what it is you have to follow your breath, because you try to get to normal breathing. And when you get to normal breathing, the water actually feels warmer and it's not as uncomfortable. So I stay there until I get to that normal. So I ain't taking no cowboy. So why am I using the Celsius scale? I use both scales. You didn't hear me say it was 21 degrees Celsius in Freeport and 22 degrees Celsius in Nassau, which converts to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. I said both. I said both. And there are some of us who are still more who are still more comfortable with Celsius than Fahrenheit, notwithstanding others may have Fahrenheit scales. So that's like pounds versus grams and meters versus feet. I still on the feet scale. I ain't telling no lie. I'm not doing no meter scale. No metric. Some being mistaken, Indian. But that means, okay, so this is the eighth day of the new year. It's the second week of the new year. This is going to be the first open line show we have today. So if you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, the line is open to you, 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Of course, from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. Lots going on in the country, and lots going on outside the country, right? Legally, I just opened up. I had opportunity to listen to the Attorney General speak, to the President of the Bar Association speak, to the Chief Justice speak. And, you know, honestly, lots of substantive, meaningful speeches given, but, you know, we get to hear, and now we'll see as things roll out. So legally as open. I did notice, though, is this an a fair observation of mine? I noticed from the audience attending the legal year program, if I'm not mistaken, 80% attendees were females wearing their wigs. So I assume them to be attorneys. Is the legal profession now more substantially females than males? I'm just saying it as an observation. I'm not saying that's an advantage or disadvantage. I'm just saying there used to be a time when, you know, it used to be dominated by males. But what I saw didn't seem to suggest that. But I'm not sure. I don't know what the population numbers are. The Attorney General says that the government is taking corruption allegations seriously. He was admonishing the courts and the attorneys and them to, you know, for more timely delivery of justice. There is the promise of progress to be made in the construction of a new Supreme Court, a new court complex, which the Chief Justice says they are eagerly awaiting. The Chief Justice, government, the Minister of Finance, for providing additional capital resources for them to achieve some of the infrastructural developments that were necessary to be achieved, and so forth. Lots of people going out, retiring, lots of people coming in, new training taking place. And it was a long ceremony, lots of speeches. I watched the Minister of National Security, and he's been a part of those for a long time, so he had to sit there with that discipline to listen in. Lots of speech given. Say, Mr. Lang, you beat me. I bathed in hot water once. Thus far, that was last night. I bathed in cold water. I heard it releases brown fat. It does. It's supposed to provide a number of health benefits. One of the things I'm advised is when you bathe in cold water and hot water, really hot water, not to burn up yourself now, but cells in your body that are really borderline struggling, that they tend to die off and give way to the production of new cells. So that's why there are lots of people who believe that it provides some anti-aging opportunity. That's not why I do it. I do it because I find it wakes up my system, you know? And, you know, so. And I, as I said before, also, you know, we are so used to comfort in this world. Very used to comfort. We want to be air conditioned inside the house, air conditioned inside the office. We want to be comfortable everywhere. And so that's why when things get out of whack for us, we can't take it because we're so used to comfort. But the extent to which we force ourselves into discomfort is the extent to which we build up a tolerance for discomfort when it comes, and it makes us more patient. It makes us more durable and so forth. Okay, so remember 323-6232 or 325-4316. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 443. We have an open line for you. An open line for you today. Have you all been following the U.S. news? The president-elect, Donald Trump, his talk seems serious about taking over the Panama Canal and Greenland. He says that these are national security issues for America. When asked if he would rule out using military force to take control of these things, he said no, he would not. It's about to get serious up in here. To my mind, like, there's something that has shaken loose in the world. I mean, seriously, honestly, like, so however fragile it used to be, there seemed to have been a compact in the world that sovereignty mattered, that your independence mattered, that we have a collective responsibility to respect each other's boundaries, and that we operate on the basis of dialogue and diplomacy as far and as much as we possibly can. Shaken loose. That even in our national dialogue and our national comportment, sometimes that people like, listen, what the hell with you? I don't have nothing to do with you. I ain't looking out for me and mine. Well, on the world scene, that seems to be taking on greater normalization. And the danger with that is, see, at least in the state, in a state like ours, if I decide to get funky, well, you call the police. The police come lock me up for breaking the law and breaching people's rights. On the international community, you know who prevails? Might is right. If you're powerful and you're able, you take what you want. And oh, that's okay when it's Greenland and Panama. Well, isn't the Bahamas right in the back door, people? Wouldn't the Bahamas be regarded as a security risk if others who might be enemies of America might feel it advantageous to come and set up shop here? So where does it end? And we decide. this my things I gain after it. Just like that. Just like that. You can imagine living in a world like that? Living in the Bahamas like that? You know, you realize that the things you and I say, in quote, we own. The things we say we own. You own your own life. You own your own freedoms. You own your own home, your own house. You realize that if enough people decide that's nonsense talk from you, you cannot own anything because they have the power and the might, collective power and might to take it from you. So the only reason why we have this ability we have sort of to be able to say we own this and we control this and next thing is because there is a collective respect and regard, civility we have toward each other. And that's the thing that prevails in the world too. And once that is abandoned, man, dog eat all our lunch. All our lunch. Every single one. And in a world where conflict prevails, noble pursuits by everyone is at risk. Everyone. That's why elections have consequences. And who you lead, who leads you matters. And the stability and the civility and the kindness and the respect and the regard of the people who lead matters. And it matters a lot. Was it who said that leadership sets a cap on everything? Sets a cap on regard, sets a cap on respect, sets a cap on civility. I don't know, man. I don't know. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
We go into this. We go into this. Go and get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, crepes, breakfast sandwich. Love the taste. Try our French toast. Stuff your face. Come to Ness Pancake Place. We go into this. Yes. We go into this. Woo. Go and eat that chicken and fries, pot and rice. Juicy burgers taste so nice. Rock, come and try all we things.
Ness Pancake Place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago. Glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We have an open line for you today, so if you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This listener says, the idiots who voted for Trump basically co-signed his radical decisions. Those idiots knowingly empowered a convicted felon. Well, the inner democracy, people have the right to vote for who they want to vote for. And there's no question that the majority of Americans in both popular vote and electoral college voted for Donald Trump to be president of the United States once again. And I'm just observing. I'm just watching. I'm just looking to see. Man, I'm telling you, it's interesting. Let me just put it like that. It's interesting. It's interesting. Scary sometimes. Scary too. Scary for me. It says, why are the judiciary openings almost always held at Christ Church? What subliminal message does that send? I don't think it sends any subliminal message. I think it is part and parcel of the historic tradition we have in this country, where as a former colony of Great Britain and a present state that has the crown head of state, and the crown has had an abiding relationship and affection for the Anglican Church ever since Pope Clement VII refused to approve the annulment of Henry's marriage to Catherine of Aragon. Ever since then, there has been a kind of official in England, and then by way of heritage, a relationship between the Crown's government and the Anglican Church. So that is no different than how the politics of the Bahamas plays out in the great affection that the political establishment, particularly, I would say, on the PLP side, has for the Baptist Church, where lots of things are held at the Baptist Church and then sometimes at the Prophecy Church, God Church, the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and those kind of stuff. So these are all not subliminal messages. These are all historical relationships that play themselves out in all kinds of events and happenings in the Bahamas. So, say la. This text says, Happy New Year, Mr. Lang. I hope you had a good holiday season. I've just tuned in and caught the end of your commentary before the break. I wanted to comment on the Iceland and Panama Canal, Iceland or Greenland, Panama Canal situation. In my opinion, I feel like the powerful countries of the world are positioning themselves in anticipation for World War III. I can see the writing on the wall, just my opinion. I don't know if they are positioning themselves for World War III, but I think that political leadership in the world today in many, many spaces have become authoritarian bent. We have been electing authoritarians to office in many countries. And even in the Western world, where authoritarianism was looked at as a kind of shameful, disgraceful way to lead, it has now become a thing, because people in the world, in some of these countries, they feel like somebody's taking their things and they need an authoritarian to get their things back. So in America, as an example, where white Americans feel under the gun, where white male Americans in particular feel under the gun, that they feel like they need a strong man to help things. And they vote for them along with their supporters and their family, you know, whoever else. And that's what's happening. We've got authoritarianism running wild in the world now. You're a Democrat now, you soft person. Anybody want to talk to you? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z. Happy New Year to you, man, and your family.
Hey, happy New Year to you too, my friend.
Yeah, boy. You get plenty nerve, but I can't do that, boy. Why are you so scared of cold water? I got to bathe in North Water. But I bathe in North Water in June, July, and August. My heater don't turn off. My heater's on 24-7, 365. But see what happens, the hot water relaxes your muscles. It relaxes your muscles. Mm-hmm. And like my son, granddaddy, tell me about 25 years ago, the hot waters take the tiredness out of your body. That's why men is going to steam room and take that unbearable heat.
No, they both have their benefits. Like, so hot water relaxes the muscles. So that's what really is doing.
That's why I got because
when you're tired, fatigued, your muscles contract.
What I really call you for is, see, who's the member of parliament for my car? Because these backbenchers, they don't be saying nothing. I can't remember.
Yeah, I forget his name. Shane Gibson was supposed to replace.
You and Mr. Clay Sweeten. Now, those people they paying taxes down there. No way in 2025, them people got to be mixing no 60 bag of concrete. They be fixing no porthole and no road. In the Bahamas, what they talking about is the second richest country next to the United States. Now, them people paying their taxes. My uncle, the late Warren Roll, back in the 50s, and say they used to be fixing the road with concrete back in the 50s. What we doing? We going backwards? Hey, listen here, Mr. Chester Cooper. Exuma all paved up. I didn't see Exuma. Exuma looking roads, looking like Lifeiki roads. Look here. When Bahama striping leave from Exuma, you put them on that barge and you send them straight down to Meguana and fix those roads. It might only be 200 people there, you all saying, but those people paying their taxes too, and there's behemoths, and they deserve to have proper roads. Yes, like the people in Nassau, Freeport, Elucho, or any place else. Go down there, Bob. And say, you know, man, 2025, them people got to be begging the Igu for concrete and begging them for P-Rock to go mix some big box of concrete to be patching no pot in 2025 in the Bahamas, and them people paying their taxes. That's a no-no. You ought to deal with that right away. Now,
well, I hope Mr. Basil Walton. Hold on, man. You're running hot. Mr. Basil Walton McIntosh is his name, the member of parliament for McCall.
$3,000 or something like that. That's something new would come out in this investigation now.
I didn't hear you, man. I didn't hear you.
No, I was saying in the Michael Johnson investigation, we learned now something new. And they say another officer was charged for a different scene from stealing 97,000 or something like that. He on bail.
No.
75.
No. I think.
One of the same officers with the same scene, with the same voice note and everything saying. That's alleged that he was requested. I thought they say different from, because Johnson charged with trying to solicit the money from Michael Fox, but I thought another officer was charged with something else.
All right, you done?
Yeah, all right. I can listen to what you got to say.
Okay, appreciate it. So Michael Johnson faces charges of conspiracy to commit bribery, stealing, receiving an accessory after the fact. Okay? So They allege that the former chief superintendent of police, that's Mr. Johnson, is accused of stealing $90,000 from Akil Holmes on November 3rd. That the money is alleged to be part of the proceeds of the theft of the $1.475 million from a car at Odyssey Airport in New Providence. So that's what he is accused of. He's accused of also of receiving the $90,000 from Roll and off. And then he's further accused of serving as an accessory after the fact to Fox by enabling him to avoid due process of law. That's what he is accused of. And then he was, and then two others were charged with him, including Attorney Ferguson. And another officer, Jean Ferguson, and then Sergeant D'Angelo Roll, all accused and charged before the courts. That's according to a newspaper article in the Nassau Guardian. This text says, Mr. Lang, Happy New Year to you and family. Since it's open line, if I heard correctly, I want to firstly give condolences to those people who lost someone throughout the traffic fatalities for the year. But I want to question, do you think we need new laws for motorcyclists who keep doing deadly stunts and risky maneuvers in the middle of traffic? Or do we just need to enforce the motorcycle laws we do have in place already? Let's take that up when we come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The holidays are here, and Dunkin' is spreading the cheer this season. Let Dunkin' be a part of your celebrations. Warm up with your favorite holiday drinks, grab a box of our famous donuts for your gatherings, or treat someone special to a Dunkin' gift certificate, the gift that always runs on joy. From our Dunkin' family to yours, we wish you a season filled with laughter, love, and a whole latte happiness. Happy holidays, and remember, the Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
12 of Canada's most prestigious boarding schools will be in Nassau on Wednesday, January 8th for the Canadian Boardings Across Canada. Generations of Bahamians have attended boarding school in Canada to prepare them for the demands and expectations of university. Canada is safe, culturally diverse, and extremely welcoming. Join us at the Sandyport Beach Resort from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by Miss Pancake Place.
You're not going for pancakes 7 o'clock in the evening?
Yeah, that is close it, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Grammy want that famous batch and rice.
Should I sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and coleslaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now. I'm coming now.
Been a long time.
my behavior and I'm mounting on his plate. He act like he never eat before and he ain't gonna eat no more. He had 5 pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So glad you could join us off open line today. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. What's on your mind? Today's the day. So after listening to that commercial for Nay's Pancake Place, I think you need to open an outlet. Nassau food sounds delicious. Yeah, that's in the plans. That's in the plans for now. If you're visiting now Freeport, then you could go get it. But that's in the plans. the other day, somebody had a pancake guava duff. Pancake guava duff. Yeah, so stay tuned. All right, what's on your mind, folks? What's happening? What's going on? What's happening? Open line today. See, I got an open line for you because you know many other days we have not a closed line, but mostly a specific topic line. So if you want to ask a question or make a comment or, you know, feel free to do so. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, good, man. How are you?
Man, I'm good. You know, it's a little chilly down here. You know, it's a little chill in there. So, thank God.
Yeah. Chilly.
It'll be a little lower this month.
We hope.
Yeah, but, you know, the bills have been going down. I must say that, you know, my bill has come down quite a bit,
okay.
You know,
okay.
During the last 2 months. So I don't know whether because I wasn't using the AC like that or, you know, but I'm glad to say that I've seen a almost a...
Well, here's the thing. See, here's the thing. So you're appealing to usage. So clearly in the winter, we don't use our air conditions. And so we are definitely going to ordinarily have a decline in our billing because our right. usage of certain things go down, in particular ACs. But we don't even have to guess about whether or not our bills have gone down because of usage or has gone down because of rates, because we can check the rates that's on the bill.
But I didn't, you know. But like, most people ain't got the time to go check the rate. I didn't check the rate.
You're right. Most people aren't going to do it. Here's why it's important though, because someone is not going to be able to call these shows and say the prime minister told a lie when he said that the bills would go down if they didn't check the bill to see whether the rate went down, because the PM, when he said the bills were going to go down and people were still complaining that the bills wouldn't go down, you know what he said? Mm-hmm. He and others said, oh, but the rates have gone down, but people's usage have gone up.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Okay. So now he didn't tell the truth, or he told the truth if we can't verify the thing that is in the government's control, which is the rate, hasn't moved. See, the usage ain't in the government's control. The rate is in the government's control.
Right. I mean, I agree with you 100%. But, you know, but like both of us, we don't go into the details.
I agree. I understand.
That's all people know. But I will check to see whether the rate was decreased whatever.
You don't have to check it, you know. You don't have to check it. All you got to do is take a photo of it in May, and then take a photo of it now, and you send me the photos, and I'll check it for you.
No, I mean, no, I can check it. I can, you know, I mean, they have the base rate, I think.
Which yeah,
the,
of course.
Like the base 200 watts is usually free, then anything over that, I think it's around like 11.
Yeah. It's standard stuff.
But it's that surcharge thing what is be killing us, you know what I mean?
Right.
Is that surcharge that really is be hiking up our bills so much? But I really
that's a function of usage.
Yeah, you know, but I didn't really check it like that. All I see the dollar amount going down.
Yeah, and you happy with that?
Yeah, for now. But all right. What I really wanted to call you about, and I know this is out of your, you can share some light on it. You know, we, in 1945 or 44, after World War II, the UN was established as the League of Nations, which was like designed in order to stop all of these major wars and whatnot. Do you think you... how effective is the UN? Is it more for social agenda, pushing social? They haven't been able to stop Putin. They haven't even stopped knocking Yamo, whatever it is, and all of these things. They haven't been able to. I mean, Donald Trump, if he decides, because right now, according to John Hagee said to get the UN out of the U.S. and get the U.S. out of the U.N., so they, you know, these so-called G7 countries came together and said that, listen, you know, we are the seven most powerful nations and whatnot, and so we will come together and decide what is what and whatnot. But they, you know, wars are still happening and so on. So
Well, but in fairness though, there has not been a global war since World War II, when the League of Nations was formed, though. So if you talk about preventing a global war, that'd be the extent to which the United Nations has existed as long as there's been no other global war, then if you want to attribute that to them, then you could say, okay, that's them. Because if you could blame them for the little smaller wars, then why wouldn't you say they are responsible for the fact that there hasn't been a major global war, right? The second thing is that the United Nations is a diplomatic arrangement. The United Nations doesn't have a military force more powerful than that of the United States, more powerful than that of Germany, more powerful than that of China, more powerful than that of Russia. It's a place where these powerful nations, instead of going to war, first abiding by rules they set up themselves, go and dialogue. But like everything else in life, if your children don't want to respect you anymore, then everybody go rogue. So if you have an American president, a Russian president, a UK prime minister, a German chancellor who isn't interested in abiding by the conventions that were set up by the nations, then dog eat all our lunch. Right? Listen, The assumption in a world of mighty people and weak people is that honor exists. And if honor doesn't exist anymore, then the hell with it. All us dead. All us at the whim of the mighty. So if you don't have honorable men and women at the helm of these nations, boy, anything possible. Anything is possible. Anything. And that includes in the Bahamas. If you don't have an honorable prime minister, honorable leaders, then be a subject to them. And that's why I tell people, for the most part, the Bahamas has been blessed, because we have had men and women at the helm, or at least men at the prime ministership, who have been at least willing to abide by some very basic fundamental tenets of governance. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this news break.
Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, then you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel.
is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Good, man. Okay. What's up?
All right. Today is the second time I heard someone say something as it relates to the lack of military might of the United Nations, right? And it got me to ask, got me to thinking. But I mean, because I've seen the United Nations have peacekeeping forces all over the world, and they recruit soldiers from different nations, right? So when someone says that the United Nations does not have the type military might, how could that be when
first of all, brother, you need to listen. The are you suggesting to me like you could find an actual reality in the world where the United States has a military force comparable to the United States of America, United Nations, comparable to the United States, comparable to Germany, comparable to China, comparable to UK, etc.? Is that possible?
Well, the point I was going to make, Mr. Lang, is that if, because the United Nations were formed because it was the League of Nations first, like you had started to, like you had explained earlier.
I didn't explain that. Somebody called in and said that.
No, but then the reason why they had formed the League of Nations after World War One was another World War, which they failed at, because there was World War II. When the League of Nations failed to act, when Italy showed aggression toward Ethiopia, and the League of Nations was formed to prevent larger, stronger nations from doing that.
So let me tell you something. Seriously, honestly, this is 2025. I don't want to waste time. I honestly do not want to waste time.
No.
Listen to me. No, I don't want to waste time, man. The United Nations does not have a military force of its own to enforce anything. So please, I'm not wasting time on that. Thank you very much. Have a great day. I mean, listen, guys, in 2025, there's no need for us to have arguments about things that are just clear, factual realities. And with the greatest respect to that gentleman, I am not doing that in 2025. Not. Okay, next. It says, and peacekeeping is not the same as a military. These people really lack comprehension skills. I mean, not only that, they are used to trying to speak to them just simple facts. This isn't even brilliant on my part, right? Anybody who reads would know. The United Nations. How could the United Nations have a military force stronger, bigger than America's? How is it possible? America is one of the countries in the United Nations. Oh, my gosh, it is exhausting. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang.
Hi, how are you?
Happy New Year to you and your family.
Same to you, ma'am.
You said this is an open line, right?
Yes, it is.
I would just like to add this a little bit. I do not understand a lot of Bahamians who tend to look up to people and call them people of strength. I'm strong leaders. Then obviously there's so much flaws about that person, but they continue to hail that person as Jesus Christ. Whatever he has done wrong and degrading and mean and disgusting, they put all of that in the back burner. Oh, this strong leader, this gracious leader. I wouldn't say anymore. I guess you get my message.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. We have a text. Let me read this text for you. This text asks, Happy New Year. Can you explain the car insurance issue? I have two cars in my name. Birth month, August. One insurance expires April, the other in May. What is the new insurance? No new insurance policy in the Bahamas. And so far as what is required to be on the road, the government, the law still requires you to have, what is the minimum insurance now? Is it Road Act, or they did away with Road Act? You now have to have the other insurance, and so you know you have to get your insurance. Basically, you go to insurance company and you get pay for an insurance for the year. Now, some insurance companies allow you some payments program where you pay half down or half of it, and then you could pay over time or something of that nature. But if you pay insurance in January, then it's good until the end of December. If you, it doesn't matter when your birthday is, it's you know, because I have my birth year month is September, so my car has to be licensed in September, but my insurance on one of my vehicles expired in December. I had to renew it. So I mean, I'm not sure what the new policy is that you're talking about. Someone else texted me trying to explain this, but I couldn't understand what they were saying. They said Wednesday 8th, this vehicle insurance, a simple solution. Insurance company set up monthly option, salary deduction. We covered whole year, I believe. Now they allow 30-day payment, remove 6-month cover, half 12 months. It should work. I don't understand what that's about. That's between you and your insurance company. I don't know what that's about. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, be listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you doing? It's Alan Johnson. Yeah, the simple solution for that is for a database to be established for which connects the insurance company and the government, then notify that those cars are uninsured, et cetera, et cetera. But the point I call you for is, Mr. Lang, I have a major concern, and that is Donald Trump's removal policy from the U.S. What concerns me, and I'm trying to be getting information, the Minister of Foreign Affairs made a statement that at any given time you have a transit between 30 and 70,000 individuals in just one country, Haiti, transiting through the Bahamas. And their final destination is the United States. Now, it shouldn't be a concern to us because, a lot of people would make the argument that they are nationalities of another country for which they should be removed to. But the problem is that we have an agreement that during removal hearings, the United States has a right to return those individuals to the country of embarkment as opposed to the country of citizenship when they exhaust that right attempt. And the problem is that we have a housing crisis, we have as well, and some people definitely say we have a crisis of immigration also, and we are not really talking about what exactly our position be in regards to that, or what would we do to mitigate any such action by the Trump administration. I think that Behemoth should be seeking from the members of parliament to have a discussion as to exactly what is our immigration policy. Because, you know, once they return, we have this...
What is our immigration policy strategy in relation to what Donald Trump proposes to do?
Yes.
Okay.
For me, right, we have this thing, like I've made for years, I have the argument that we should have a multi-tiered thing. So we have this almost this thing. Whenever we talk about regularizing a person, it's almost mean giving citizenship. Whereas if we have a conversation on where we want to go from an immigration status.
Actually, that's not so. You know, regularization has meant for us in the majority, has meant for us not granting citizenship, but granting permanent residency, in particular to Haitians and people of from Turks Island and the like. And I haven't sat on the immigration board, which was is a subcommittee of cabinet. I can tell you, very often that regularization was longstanding residents of the Bahamas who were Haitian nationals or Turks Islanders, etc. Many were granted citizenship, but more in residency.
Right, but I talk about us expanding that tool for even, you know, this. I know we don't have the time to hash it out, right? But even for, like, say, individuals born in the Bahamas, and I'm just talking just not just of the issue with Donald Trump, but the fact that the only, almost like the only official ID you have for traveling to the U.S. and anything else is a passport, even though they say that you could make application to the country of your parents for that particular passport. And I think that somehow in this new dispensation, instead of being reactionary, we should look to, you know, this is a promise that's made by previous administration at this one, that we talk about immigration reform. And I think this may be a good time to do it instead of in the process of what could and may happen, so that we will know what we could and would do, as opposed to trying to figure out once it happened, how we do we resolve it.
Well, okay. I appreciate it. In the first instance, though, I don't know why the Bahamas would be looking at what Donald Trump proposes to do with getting people out of his country as any significant issue for us, because unless those persons are Bahamian citizens, who we would have no choice but to accept because they're Bahamian citizens. What the rest of it doesn't matter?
It is a no. What happens is, if you're from Venezuela and you enter the U.S. from the Bahamas, it's my understanding that if Venezuela refused to take them back and proof is or evidence can become that they entered from the Bahamas, they can be removed to the country of embarkment. They embarked on their trip to the United States.
So you're saying a Venezuelan goes to America,
leaving Grand Bahama.
They refuse to receive them. They then get to ship them back to the Bahamas, you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay, and so you now ship back to the Bahamas. You're not a resident here. And you now have a period of time to find your box idol? And if
that's
not, you'll be deported.
If they're already not being received by that country, we don't have any agreement to just throw them out for anything else. What are we going to do?
No. That's not true. First of all, if you transit through the Bahamas to go somewhere, if the place where you are going does not receive you and you get landed here, every person landed in the Bahamas is landed on condition other than a citizen.
Listen to me, please. If a person, you see those individuals that come to the Bahamas illegally, and they leave the Bahamas on a boat or swim, and they enter the U.S. When they are found and their country would not accept them, the United States has a right to send them back to the country of embarkment, meaning the point from which they bought.
But see, Alan, I understand what you're saying. You know, I understand what you're saying, but I am saying to you, it doesn't matter. Anyone who comes to the Bahamas is landed in the Bahamas on condition. And if you are landed in the Bahamas, haven't been sent back from somewhere, you now have a period of time under which you find yourself back to where you live. Otherwise, you'd be deported.
No, but this asks that. Now, what I'm saying to you, if their country hadn't received them back from the U.S., we have to have a strategy as to what we do from the time. So let's say we give them, even conditionally, 3 months. They're not coming with resources for the 3 months. What happens?
That's friend. I hear you. I got you. I hear you. I understand. I hear you. I hear you. I got you. Thank you, man. Appreciate you calling. All right. So apparently, thank you, Dwight. Dwight sent me this notice from the Ministry of Energy and Transportation that says effective 1st January 2025. So it's already started. All policy of insurance should be issued for a period of no less than 6 months. So in other words, your insurance company cannot give you an insurance policy that says, okay, I cover you for 30 days, I cover you for the next 30 days, and so forth. They have to cover you for at least 6 months. And says all existing policies will be accepted during the transitional period until the next date of renewal. So if you have this kind of arrangement with your insurance policy where you're paying every 30 days, they are going to continue that until you renew. And if after that time, you have to pay 6 months, not month by month. And said, support cancellation of policy and provide evidence to as to the reason for cancellation to the controller. So if your policy is canceled by your insurance company, whatever the reason, you have to report that to the road traffic department within 5 days of that cancellation and so forth and so forth. So what is the issue? That people say, listen, man, people can't afford to pay 5 months, 6 months, and that becomes the challenge. Okay, understood. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Heard the comments on the UN. In my opinion, I think a lot of people think the UN is a country rather than an organization made up of countries. You're absolutely right. Maybe so. Maybe so. Tough. Definitely don't understand multilateral institutions at all. And multilateral institutions are treated sometimes like they are entities under themselves when they are associations of countries. They belong to the countries who pay their subscriptions to these institutions and therefore provide them with all the resources they require. United Nations, the United Nations is only as potent as the strong countries in them who belong to the Security Council are willing to permit it to be. So that's it. So Bahamians are much more forgiving set of people than we give ourselves credit for. Like, 1 minute we angry at the FNM, the next minute we forgive the FNM, but be angry at the politics here in the U.S. or the U.S. I look more for action we take towards. Okay. We have another text here. This text says, I'm going to read it for you now. You so stupid. The U.N. can form a military force of the nations in the U.N. Can America defeat an army that includes China, France, Russia, Germany, etc.? No, they can't. The UN can form a force that can defeat any nation, even America. You are just top class jackass, is what this person telling me. Let me tell you something. If you spend some time reading what you just said, oh my God, would you understand just how ignorant you are? You are so ignorant. You have no idea how ignorant you are. First of all, if a group of countries in the United Nations decide that they are going to go up against the United States of America, what kind of warfare do you think that's going to end up being? Nuclear, conventional. And if it's nuclear, what do you think is going to happen? Listen to me. I'm sorry your feelings got so hurt that you felt the need to cuss, but that just shows you the intellectual capacity you have, that your anger will get you to the point where that's what you felt you need to subscribe to. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, my insurance for my car is November, and I licensed my car in December, and road traffic didn't say anything to me. There you go. Apparently this isn't an issue if you have insurance covered for a minimum of 6 months. So maybe if you have your thing covered fully, then there ought not to be any issues. So I'm getting more information. It says, once a valid insurance policy is presented to the road traffic department, your vehicle will be inspected and licensed. For 2025 renewals only, the road traffic department will accept an existing unexpired insurance policy. However, upon the expiration of the existing policy, the owner must ensure that they possess a valid insurance policy bearing a minimum coverage of 6 months. That's exactly what I said just a minute ago. Yes, thank you. So that's the issue, right? Going forward, you cannot take to the road traffic department anything substantiating your car's insurance coverage that is less than 6 months, not 5 months, not 4 months. Okay, so they said some this text is saying they had initially said everyone would have to have the insurance for a year from their birth. That's your government learning. You all always say, the government don't listen to nobody. Well, the government said initially you have to have an insurance for 1 year from your bus. And now the government has decided something else. This text is, Mr. Lang, that last message does not know any better. The UN military is made up of a joint military from other nations, but not of the UN itself. No, see, when you text me cussing and carrying me and calling me names, you don't get to text me no more and have me read nothing from you. So you don't have to worry about it. Stop wasting your time. There are other things on the radio, on other stations, or you can wait later on and listen to something else, but you don't have to worry about me no more. You don't have the right to text me no more. Not in 2025. Oh, boy. You already think people were concerned because that could have been a major financial burden with licensing and registration. Yeah. That's an interesting conversation to have, too, though. That's really an interesting conversation to have. And the government ought to be mindful of the circumstances and situations confronting people and make sure that, you know, you don't, especially if you don't have to do something to cause undue hardship to a citizenry that permits them to still be in compliance with the law and at the same time afford to do something, you know, it's good sense to try and do the best you can. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Trust prestigious boarding schools will be in Nassau on Wednesday, January 8th. For the Canadian Boarding School Fair. Come meet with schools from across Canada. Generations of Bahamians have attended boarding school in Canada to prepare them for the demands and expectations of university. Canada is safe, culturally diverse, and extremely welcoming. Join us at the Sandyport Beach Resort from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
We go into this, we go into this. Gonna get them pancakes, waffles, omelets, ribs, breakfast sandwich, love the taste. Try our French, don't stuff your face. Come to Nez Pancake, please. We go into Nez. Yes, we go into Nez. Woo! Gonna eat that chicken and fries, pork and rice, juicy burgers, taste so nice. Rock, cone, chicken wings, come and try all we think.
Nez Pancake Place, located behind Sunshine Laundromat on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. I understand we have a call on the line.
Hang up. Hello?
Hey, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Sorry, but I thought I was hanging up. Hey, Brother Lang.
Hey.
I call you. I need some information from you, right? I was listening to Dwight earlier this morning. There is a restriction concerning what people could say when they come on the airline.
There's always restrictions on what you could say because you don't want to defame anybody. You don't want to cause any libel, that kind
I
of stuff.
I can hardly hear you.
I said there's always restrictions on what you could say when you come on air because you don't want to be offensive. You don't want to defame anybody. You don't want to cause any libel to the company. So there's always restrictions.
Okay. Now, this is what I want to ask. If I have some information concerning a person and I want to share it with probably the house or the public at large, whatever, is that a problem?
First of all, you cannot say something about somebody else that isn't clearly evidenced such that it might bring that person into some disrepute or that kind of stuff, which means that the station allows you to bring somebody into disrepute and therefore is liable for allowing you to do that. And so no, you can't just say we have to be responsible. So if you say, I saw in the newspaper where it was said of Satan such and such, then that's different than you're saying, boy, this and that and the next thing.
So what if I have facts?
Your facts can't be on the air and say it and say it and say I have the facts. I can't be that. It can't be that.
Okay.
If you want, you could share that information, post on what have you. They can examine the information and say, okay, well, I think there's sufficient evidence here and so forth and so forth. But other than that, it would be irresponsible to let you come on the air calling anybody's name and saying anything about somebody simply saying that I have the facts.
Okay. That's fair.
Gotta be very careful.
I had a little conversation with some of my coworkers. I was telling them, we were talking about the appointment by which the new commissioner. And they were saying that.
By her or of her?
Of her, right? And they were saying that they just hope she don't let the prime minister dictate and tell her what to do and how to do. And I was telling them, I don't think it go like that. I think she was given a job to do. And in her portfolio, a job is to try and make the force better and try and get the people in the Bahamas to have some kind of confidence back in the force that them what lost confidence in the force because of certain situations. Now, my take on it is, I don't believe that her being the commissioner or any commissioner would have been there do what the prime minister say do. And if you don't do it, you got it.
Listen, anyone who works for the government of the Bahamas is a creature of policy. The first policy is law. Okay? So if the prime minister wishes a policy to be enacted, national security policy, policing policy that doesn't offend the law, doesn't offend the Constitution, then the prime minister could sit with the commissioner and say, listen, we believe that we should be going in this direction and that direction and so forth and so forth. But what the prime minister can't do is to stop the commissioner from doing what the commissioner's lawful duties are under the Constitution and law.
Right.
But can the prime minister and the minister direct on policy matters a way that they feel policing should go? Of course they can. This is what the Constitution says. The Constitution says the cabinet shall have general direction and the control of the government. Mm-hmm. That's the Constitution, right? So if the law gives a power to the commissioner, the prime minister can't say, don't do that. If the prime minister wants the commissioner not to have that power, he has to go to the parliament and change the law.
Right.
But if the prime minister isn't offending the law and the duties under the law of the commissioner and says, you know, we are noticing in Exuma X, Y, and Z and believes that the police needs a greater presence there, and we're prepared to provide you with more manpower and policing, so we therefore ask you to go and Exuma.
You got to abide.
I mean, they're doing, the government is doing its job.
Right.
If the commissioner arrests somebody, prime minister can't call the commissioner and say, no, don't proceed with that arrest.
Yeah, that's true, because he would be out of order.
He'd be contrary to law.
Yeah. So one more last question I will ask you. Mm-hmm. Does everything, and I say everything, I'm speaking about like businesses and all of the government's institutions, all businesses and things throughout this nation, and even some part of our personal lives and things, right? Is everything political?
Well, let's put it like this. To the extent that politics academically defined means the sense of government, and to the extent that government has a say in practically everything, then yes, politics is in everything.
Right?
The way you turn on your electricity in your home is subject to the law, is it not?
Right.
The way you build your home is subject to the law, is it not?
Right.
Whether you put a well or cesspit inside your yard is subject to the law, is it not?
Right.
The food you eat, etc., can't come into this country unless it's done subject to the law,
right,
and what have you. So everything has politics at play to the extent that government, politics is about governance. Now, partisan politics, is everything FNM and PLP politics? No. No,
right.
Many things have nothing to do with FNM. Like the fact that you and I, in order to build a home, has to put it on a proper foundation, inspected by the public works people, has nothing to do with FNM and PLPism. That has to do with the good sense of building strong foundations for homes.
Right. And all of that comes under government.
All that comes under governance. All of
right.
it. How you get a divorce, how you get married, all comes under governance. It's not FNM, PLP politics. It's about governance of the country.
That's about government. Now the reason I ask that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think plenty people know that even though you in opposition, you still a part of the government, right or wrong?
Well, you're not a part of the government. You're part of the governance of the country.
That's what I mean, the governance. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. The governance.
The governance of the country. You're part of
right.
the governance of the country, but not the
right.
government.
Because they are the majesty. You know, so, but like, by a guy in there, right? I listened to one talk show host, right? And that's what he said. He said he don't sing, but king consul. The guy, he had the queen consul. Now everybody is king consul. He's saying that he ain't in the constitution. And I trying to figure out if he realized that they only were saying the queen consul because the queen was in charge all the while. She was reigning on the throne all that while. Now she died. The king reigning now, and that's why they saying king consul, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that goes.
Yeah,
right?
But of course. That's the reason why they now say king consul instead of queen consul. Queen Council in the Constitution, eh?
fella, of course, this fella.
No, but you know, Queen Council in the Constitution. Now, the Constitution only refers to the Queen.
Right.
But I mean, but now that the King is, but the Constitution, but also talks about successors and heirs.
Right.
And the King is a successor. Right, okay, so I don't know why that.
They some of the things I just wanted to.
I got no problems at all.
Yeah, man. God bless.
All right, take care. This text says, good day, Mr. Lang, and happy new year to you and your family. Some years ago, the United States did disrespect the United Nations by telling them they were not listening to them about Saddam Hussein. They went ahead and him. The president was George Bush Jr. Well, just to make a point even clearer, the person who called in here talking about if France and Germany and all them decide to get together and form an army against the United States and what have you, they'd be stronger than the United States and they're doing this to the United Nations. That's nonsense. Because the only way for the United Nations to send peacekeeping missions anywhere, they don't send military people anywhere. They send peacekeeping missions. So they could only be sending a peacekeeping mission to the United States. But the only way that they could do anything in the United Nations is they have to have all the members of the Security Council vote in favor of it. So if the United States says, y'all seven getting together trying to do this against me and we veto it, then nothing could happen. The United Nations is unlike the World Trade Organization, where nothing is agreed unless all is agreed. In the United Nations, there are countries that have veto power. So the members of the Security Council have veto power. So that means that if they don't all agree, and nothing is agreed. So go try and form your army that way. It says, Happy New Year, Mr. Lang. Now, that John Canoe parade, they're done. What you figure the Valley Boys and the Ford crew should be doing to get the real Valley name right in 2025? You know what is interesting to me? Human beings who say they love a thing. Human beings who say they love each other. Have disagreements. And cannot, at the end of the day, work that disagreement out to come out of one. And think that that's better off. Think that that's more intelligent. And you think about that. This John Canoe, right? This is not really saving a life. This is our cultural expression we love. And you can't get together because why? Because you all can't agree to have some elections? That's offensive, man. What I think they should be doing is sit down over some stew fish, some boiled fish, some stew conch, some sheep tongue, souse. Sit down, man, and y'all be men, actual men, mature men and women, and say, listen, man, you know that was a bunch of nonsense, you know. You know we better together, right? Goodness gracious me. Grow up. Yeah, I said it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
I ain't marsh the car. The lady run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull out the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, She was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Hey, Uncle Pat, where you going?
I going by me.
In the evening?
Yeah, that is close it, but I ain't only getting pancake. Junior want a mango barbecue burger. Nadia want a honey garlic wings and fries. Justin want chicken and waffles. And Rami want that famous bachi and rice.
Should have sell all that?
And more. In fact, Sunday gone, we had steam oxtail, crab and rice, and coleslaw with ice cream and snow cone for dessert.
I go on the Nays with you.
Well, let's go then.
I'm coming now.
Nays Pancake Place, serving breakfast all day, lunch and dinner too. Located behind Sunshine Laundromat, next to the fire station on Settlers Way. Call 351-5456 to place your order today. That's Nays Pancake Place. Pancake Place.
I'm coming now.
I'm a Bohemian, a mountain on his plate. He act like he never eat before and he ain't gonna eat no more. He had five pieces of chicken, macaroni and cheese.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on 6.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Thank you for joining us for these remaining moments of the show. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I had a little girl one time. I saw down by Nays, and this was like 6-7 o'clock. She says, "You all have pancakes?" I said, "Yeah." Her face light right up, and she said, "Lamas would eat any all kinds of stuff any kind of hour." All right, thank you for joining us for this open line show, ladies and gentlemen. Anything else in these remaining moments you want to comment upon, note, etc.? I hope that gentleman or the person who turns now is clear on what is being required now. I hope that you're clear on that. This text says, "Good day. It's disheartening to observe the poor maintenance of the Edmund Moxie Community Center." Mm-hmm. See. This is. Thank you for pointing that out. This is one of the things I say, right? And can I just share my own experience, right? And if you don't like me sharing my own experience, I'm sorry. So one of the things that when we were in office, Mr. Ingram used to say was, he says, you know, one of the signs of an undeveloped country is the inability to maintain simple things. Like he says, if you have a water fountain in your downtown area and you can't maintain it, if you have air conditions in your buildings and you can't maintain it, it is a demonstration of your mediocrity as a nation and your underdevelopment. Right? Now, we do some things well. Really, honestly, maintaining things is a real challenge for us, right? And we've seen it in not just the Edmund Moxie Center, and especially these things we put these people's names on that we say are significant personalities in our nation's history. And then we have the things that look terrible. You've got a school named after a person whose educational prowess you're pride in, and the school isn't maintained. You have a building named after a significant figure, and the building isn't maintained. And then we run around and we want to brag about all the great things we're doing. This isn't just the Minutes administration. This isn't just the Davis administration. It's the Christie, the Ingram, all sorts of maintenance. Some worse than others. Some definitely worse than others. Right? Because I know it was a habit of Miss Ingram to drive around and look around. He come back and say, listen, man, do you all see that thing, what you call those things, like the hurricane shutter hanging on the Parliament building? Really? In the downtown area? So some do worse than others, but there is something about maintenance that we just will not get on board with. I don't know if it's part of the politics of bigness and newness that makes us really chase after that. Oh, we look at this brand new thing we built. And then we don't care about it anymore like that. So we let it not be maintained, right? And again, we say we are. Why do you put the name of somebody on a public something? Because you say you're honoring them. Well, am I really honoring you if the letters for your name bust up and some even gone, or and if the wall that your name is hanging on is all moldy and nasty looking, and the landscape is unkept, so that every time I see your name and the place, I think, well, that's a nasty looking place. His text says, Happy New Year, Shivago. Imagine both leaders of the Valley Boys, Junk and the Groove, sitting down with loved ones, telling them how disagreements should be resolved. Well, let's put it like this, right? So even like when loved ones, a husband and a wife, boyfriend and a girlfriend, even siblings are having disagreements, right? Sometimes those things might be such that they decide they can't resolve it. They decide that. It's a cultural expression, man, that we love. That we got to take the Bay Street and the other streets. Hey, what could be the reason? What, you ain't married to me. You don't sleep in me. What could be the reason me and you can't agree how to move forward? Elections? Ooh, the logo? Man, come on. Let's be serious. You cannot tell people in this day and age that you are a grown, adult, mature person and you can't fix that. And if you decide we can just don't be together, go about your business, leave people things alone, and just go do your own thing. That's mature too. We can't do this. We cannot be together anymore. And so, okay, you do your own thing. I do my own thing. But you in the valley and come on, man. Seriously? Imagine what would happen if they did get together and decided, one, you know what? We quashed that. Yeah, we back, bro. Saxon's in trouble next year. Root's in trouble next year. Imagine how impressive that'd be. Or, you know what? We quashed that. We agreed. We're not going to be able to make it. So my group is going to be called The Winning Chance or whatever it is. And your group will be called Valley. It'll be good. Bless the Lord. It's Junk and Ooh. Let's go celebrate with the people, man. This text says, Hi, Mr. Lang. It would be interesting to hear what the PM has to say tonight. I believe we are at a pivotal point in our country. I'm concerned with recent occurrences with our law enforcement officers. I can't think of another time I've heard so much criminality coming from that sector. Crime and cost of inflation are top priorities. This speech comes at a critical time. It does. But you know what is interesting? Like, when you speak in critical times, it becomes less about what you are saying than what you are reporting. meaning that, like, at this point and stage in a government's tenure, like, really, the thing that would be most captivating to people are the actions reported on than the words being uttered. Like, platitudes and fancy words, etc., which are always part of speech giving in political realm. So that's not new to anyone. It's part of it. But when people are hard at it, man, like, action is the biggest reality to transform their thinking about a situation. This text says, Mr. Lang, an important starting point is for government ministers to stop parking their cars in Parliament Square. It is so tacky. This text says, Mr. Lang, I want to wish you and your listeners an enjoyous year this year. I want to encourage your listeners where you all fall short last year. This a new year to try again. If it's your goal and dream, try again. Let this be your year of success and accomplishments. If you lost a job last year or couldn't find work last year, this is a new year. New businesses will be opening and starting. New opportunities will be coming this year. I want to encourage positivity and growth. Just wanted to send an array of motivation for someone who may be needing it or may be in a difficult spot right now. That's very good. Thank you very much for that. Very nice. Very nice. Let me see. We're running out of time. We'll get in as much as we can. So have you driven on the recently paved East Bay Street? I have not. Says Lang, the Valley will never win again. Trust me. For real? Say, sometimes the skewed demands of self-interest hijack a lot of good things we would like to do. That is true. It's true. Well said. Well said. Well said. Well, however it goes, you can only do what you can do. I can only do what I can do. And so we stay focused on doing what we can do. The Prime Minister speaks tonight. I shall listen up as I listen to the opening of the legal year. I shall listen up to our Prime Minister and see what he has to say tonight. That's at 8 p.m., I think it is. I'm sure it is. So God bless you. You have a great evening. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. He spares life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Be well.
Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.